I thought maybe if you folks, this is something I rarely do, and I may run into the wings right after someone says something. But if you have any suggestions and want to put together a little situation, I'll wing it, you know, and ad lib it up here, which is something different for performers. And if you think of something, you know, something that you've seen in a movie, something from history, something from art, something from life. Sounds like Galen Drake. No, do you have any suggestions?
The
Covestry bit?
Ivy Leaguer.
Ivy Leaguer? All right.
Little old lady in a bus.
Little old lady in a bus. All righty.
On an airplane.
On an airplane? Yeah. All right. This is a situation where there are two pilots. One guy's a little hungover. And the other fella has the GIs. I really don't know which is worse. Hi, Ed, how's it going? My God, I got the green apple quick step last night. I drank some beer out there in Milwaukee, and it'd like to set me free, buddy. I had to stay in the room all night and watch television. I just didn't do a darn thing.
Well, I don't feel too good myself. I was sick, juiced it up all night, sat over there at the airplane bar, and well, we've got a lot of people aboard. What's that, stewardess? Yeah, okay, honey. All right. I can't understand him. I don't know. Is he juiced too? Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain. I'd rather not give my last name. We're going to be delayed about 20 minutes. God, I hate to tell them that. They always boo and everything. It's unfortunate. We're kind of socked in, and we didn't want to take off, but the company has been on us. We need the work. We need the money. We've been on strikes. Oh, what the hell? I mean, you know, folks, go along with me. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to curse if there are any fanatics on board. We'll be taking off. I see we're going to be able to take off now. Oh, wonderful. Well, come on, shape up, Daddy. We're going. And start to get a hold of these things. Gee, nothing's happening. Hope we get over that fence. I just don't dig high tension wires. Well, we cleared the barns and the cows anyway. Good afternoon again. Oh, good Lord. Shook him in the tower a little, didn't we? Good afternoon again, ladies and gentlemen. I guess we gave you a miniature thrill there. Normally, we'd be maintaining an altitude of 18,000, but we're a little overloaded, so we'll be about 500 feet all the way. You folks that wanted to take pictures, by George, you're going to get some goodies. Even with your brownie, you'll get everything. We found that the weather is a little bad, as you saw taking off. I didn't see anything. We were going off on instruments, which is a twist. Usually we come in on instruments, but we're just on automatic now. It's up to him. Our flight today will take us over Erie, fascinating places. Ellerton, Johnsonville, Chicago, Fargo, then up to Vancouver and eventually into Los Angeles. There's a lot of disturbance, or turbulence. I'm disturbed. A lot of turbulence. There's a little now. Let's keep our belts on, just in case. And, of course, the thing is, if we go down, of course, it tears you to pieces anyway. I don't know if you knew that. But I guess that's about it. Incidentally, you know where the paper bags are. We'll be serving lunch, incidentally, in an hour and a half. Well, we're coming in, friends. By George, this is it. We're coming into the greater Los Angeles airport. And thanks again for traveling with us aboard Freeway Airlines. It's been an awful great thrill for me. Incidentally, just one thing before we land. I do want to be honest with you. I don't want to frighten you. We can't get the wheels down, and the motors, all of them, are missing. Gee, I wish it were a jet, but it isn't.
Sober up, sober up. Boy, that stuff going across concrete's too much, isn't it?
Stewardess, Maroney, could I have one of those paper bags now?